Item number six, I'm sorry. I'm doing that a lot today. Item number six.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report for the divisions of behavioral health and disabilities services regarding the Hilltop Program Downsizing Initiative. This is another quarterly report, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, Ms. Lydie.
Yes. With me is Mr. Shine, and he's the acting administrator in the Disability Services Division. And this is a quarterly report that we've been given on our progress in looking at the feasibility of downsizing Hilltop. We've been working collaboratively with staff in the Behavioral Health Division at Hilltop. There was a team that was comprised of staff from Disability Services Division and staff from Hilltop. What they call QMRPs and psychologists and nurses to really do an assessment of all of the individuals there and gain some insights into what would be the types of characteristics of individuals, what were some of the presenting diagnoses and challenges, whether people had ever, you know, lived in a community-based resource, and try to get a handle and make some recommendations about moving forward in terms of downsizing Hilltop. I think after a pretty extensive discussion and actually a very, very good assessment tool that was developed by Dr. Luzzi, who was a PhD, who's now gone, which really looked at the kind of factors that could be challenging for somebody that moved. It looked at, you know, the types of episodes they might have had in terms of restraints, looked at, you know, kind of aggressive behaviors, those that were self-injurious, looked at a variety of factors that have made it challenging to support individuals in the community. And there was this assessment instrument that was jointly administered by the team for all of the individuals residing at Hilltop. After that was done, we had some internal discussions about those recommendations and what were the findings. And this report really reflects that we are recommending at this time that we move forward with the downsizing of one unit at the Hilltop facility. The individuals that participated in this team were several individuals from the Disability Services Division who've been very involved in relocation activities of persons in the past, and I think had a really good handle on what were some of the similar kind of characteristics. But I think more importantly that we've spent time on are what are the resources that will be needed and what will those resources actually look like in order to support individuals very specifically. And I think you will see that on page 4 of this report, they have some pretty specific recommendations about what they believe are the kinds of resources that will need to be developed. They talk about the availability of a crisis respite house, an on-call system for professional staff to be used in emergencies, a backup system at BHD if needed, plan for all staff to be familiar with the treatment plans, emergency response plans. They also get very specific in terms of talking about the kinds of settings that might be available to individuals. And I think, you know, they identified individuals in kind of three cohorts. One is the first group that have similar characteristics of other individuals that we've relocated. They're going to need some specialized resources that do not now exist, so there are some new resources that would have to be developed, but they do believe that it is possible to develop those resources, work with guardians and family members, and that we'd be able to relocate individuals over the next year, starting in early 2012. I think the second group, second and third groups actually, are going to be definitely more challenging. There are individuals who need some additional intensive types of treatment supports, perhaps some of the models, like we've talked about the community ties model, some other models that really support individuals with very aggressive behaviors. Some of the individuals may need one-on-one intensive support initially upon relocating. You know, with over time, you'd be able to reduce that. We also have had some discussions with the state. We are in constant discussions with them about what would be some of the funding available to provide and develop new resources. As you had indicated, included in the $3 million, there is also some earmarked money that would provide some expanded crisis respite stabilization resources that will be very good for this group. We also are having some discussions about how Milwaukee County can support this relocation effort, because as we've had discussions before, the current model is that the resource centers, both aging and disability resource centers, would provide options counseling, but it would really be up to the care management organizations who have the funding to provide the services to provide the support to these individuals. We believe, as a county, that we can be very helpful in that process. I think particularly Disability Services Division, because this is what we've done over time. Before we moved all the individuals to the care management organization, we've got some very specific expertise. We kind of know the provider network. We know kind of who does what. And so we want to help augment that process to try to make sure that folks are successful. And I think it's going to be really critical as we look at the second group and the third group. They have some very intensive medical as well as mental health issues. They're on a number of psychotropic meds. Some of those conditions are very complex. I think one of the things that you even see in the recommendation is it talks about having the staff from BHD actually follow them and be able to work with them for a while. We've come up with some kind of creative suggestions to the state. Maybe one thing is we might have a team, a case management team, that the state contract with BHD to provide specialized case management for these individuals as they leave. So I think we've got all kinds of options on the table to explore. I think that there's some possibility for some technical assistance dollars. We really have to work out the detail, but I think at this point we're moving forth. Our recommendation is that we move forth with the planning, continue the discussions with the state. We know that the cap on family care will not be an issue because we provided clarification that individuals who are residing in a nursing home for at least 90 days will be able to automatically move forth as an immediate enrollee into family care. And this does get into some of the issues and concerns that we have about relocations. This is not going to be the lower end of the capitated rate. These are going to be individuals that have a daily rate that is going to be high. They have multiple medical complex needs, and so, you know, whichever care management organization that these individuals being ultimately served by, they're going to be expensive, and they're going to be expensive for a while until they're stabilized, we make sure that they're safe. So I do think that, you know, we have some details to work out, but I think it makes sense for one group for us really to take a look at moving forth in this arena. I ask Mr. Stein if you'd like to add anything.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members. I just wanted to add, just to draw your attention to, and the attachment to the report, which really pointed out some of this data was compiled by Dr. Gary Stark from the Hilltop facility, and it really is a good summary. We didn't attach a copy of the actual assessment instrument, but you can see if you look through some of those data tables, that's the actual measures that the group collected, and it gives you a real nice kind of graphical compilation of the information and the results, so you can kind of see some of the characteristics Ms. Lyda is referring to. There will be some of the challenges and I think some of the interesting drivers as we look at community development that's going to be needed to successfully relocate folks. And it really did help us point out, I think, the issues of crisis intervention, the availability of immediate response for providers as people are moving into the community to make sure that they're successful and are able to do so over a sustained period of time. So I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to look at that and realize that was the actual items on the survey and sort of what the data, how it summarized. So thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Jurczyk?
So we still have a waiting list for Hilltop.
Let me just say, as we have a discharge from Hilltop, we generally have someone in line. The waiting list is not very long, 2 to 3 people, as I recall. Potential admissions.
I continue to question why we have a waiting list for a facility we're trying to downsize and ultimately to close, if that's ever possible. I don't know. I see this is extremely complicated, as I think most of us knew it would be. But I don't understand why we have a waiting list for Hilltop.
The issue, again, Supervisor Jurczyk, continues to be the lack of community resources. So I think as we create community resources to do this downsizing, we'll also create additional resources for people that are coming to Hilltop because there isn't any other choices for them.
I think the other challenge, and we talked about this, but it can't be underemphasized, is the types of crisis support that we have in the community for individuals. Because as Ms. Lucy said, they may have 2 or 3 waiting to get into Hilltop. But there are 8 or 9 people in Hilltop who are funded with family care dollars. And the reason they're there is because they've been unsuccessful in a community-based system. So if they've got funding for community-based services and they're still residing in a nursing home, you know, that's another challenge. So what we know we have to do is build the right kind of supports. And that's where I talk about how we can augment what's already there. I think we know that all of the care management organizations find it somewhat challenging to support this group because you need a 24-hour crisis stabilization service so that when individuals are having or experiencing crisis, they have some place to call, find out that are they following the behavior plan, what can we do to help them de-escalate. It was real clear, we've had discussions with Community Ties in Madison, that is what can make it. I mean, there's some critical things that we don't have in this community now that really help support individuals that present these kinds of behaviors. And that's the piece we've been talking about we need to develop. One of the things we're going to be doing is meeting with the care management organizations to find out, you know, can you move these individuals? What is prohibiting these individuals from living out in the community? And I think it's imperative that we get those questions answered because as we move down this line, those beds will close. I mean, you know, you can't say we're going to move 24, but you got 24 waiting. I mean, that's kind of getting at your issue. And as we've had discussions with the state, the way this kind of works is you say you're going to close a unit, then when the last person leaves, those 24 beds close. So you've got to have the resources in the community to be able to support people. And Ms. Lucy talked about you got to control the front door and you have to also control the back door. So we're trying to, I think it's a balance of making sure that we can support people coming in, you know, what kind of resources do we have for them, as well as for people that are being discharged. So you have to kind of attack it at both ends.
I'm just concerned that there may be incentive for individuals deciding to place folks on a waiting list because they're concerned about their own jobs, professional careers, and I'd like to know if we're controlling that.
I think that we do control that, Supervisor, and that the assessment that's done is a very clinically based assessment, and it is not based on trying to keep the beds full. That's not been my direction at all.
All right. Seeing no further comment or question, this was